Terrorist carnage in Paris sent shockwaves around the world and re-energized a political fight on Capitol Hill.
While there are many factors that play into the spread of this jihadist ideology in the West, it's time for an honest and plain admission that our open immigration policies are ineffective.
Republicans like Jeff Sessions accuse the Obama administration of lax immigration enforcement that imperils America.
For the national security of the United States, it's imperative that Congress block executive amnesty and restore essential enforcement.
On this vote, the yeas are 236 and the nays are 191. The bill is passed.
Wednesday, the Republican-led House of Representatives voted to extend domestic security funding while also blocking Mr. Obama's orders shielding millions of undocumented immigrants from deportation. The pairing makes the bill unacceptable to Democrats who argue the Paris attacks strengthen the case for U.S. immigration reform and make partisan gamesmanship over security funding utterly indefensible. Senator Richard Durbin.
First, congressional Republicans obstructed immigration reform legislation. Now, they want to obstruct the very agency responsible for homeland security. The president's executive action will make America safer, bringing millions of immigrants out of the shadows to register with the government and to go through background checks.
The last thing President Obama or any Democrat or any Republican wants to do is throw open the doors of America to terrorists.
Bombastic rhetoric driven by day-to-day world events hinders America's need to rationally address both immigration and security challenges, says political analyst John Hudak.
House Republicans and House Democrats are fighting over how to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Obviously, the funding of that department has huge implications for the security of the United States, both here and abroad, and it's something that is a vital part of public policy.
That fight pits Republicans claiming a need to rein in an out-of-control president against Democrats who say congressional inaction on comprehensive immigration reform compelled Mr. Obama to act on his own. With Republicans now controlling both houses of Congress, the face-off with the White House will continue, with domestic security funding currently hanging in the balance. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capitol.